So, Karen, you've just launched the Exchange Summer School. It's going to happen at the end of June down in Enniskillen. Can you tell us a wee bit about what it is and why people might want to go?
Okay, the Exchange Summer School is a brand new event. It's been brought together by a group of people called The Exchange, who are all leaders in the community and voluntary sector. And what we decided was we've all worked through projects over the last wee while that give us space to have more time for creative thinking and more disruptive thinking. And we had an opportunity through our funders to develop that further. So one of the ideas that we came up with was the Exchange Summer School, and it's really to get people away. And so people can take their organisational hats off and just talk about some of the key issues that are maybe not specific things that we might go to conferences and events about, but that we actually need to have conversations about to see if we can change those conversations.
So what kind of topics are you going to be covering with these conversations?
The four main conversations are the arts, the media, liberties, and history. And when we talk about things like liberties and history, we're actually talking about, we want to expand our understanding of what maybe history is and what history means to different people, particularly here in Northern Ireland. Around the media, we're kind of looking at, obviously, the media environment that we're in at the minute with the 24-hour news cycle, all the kind of scandals that have been there, but actually we need the media as well to try and make sure people are informed. So conversations around that type of thing. And the arts, what role can the arts play here? What needs to change around that? So we've got some really interesting contributors who will hopefully provoke some really interesting conversations.
This could be seen as kind of a artsy academic talking shop, you know. So what's going to come out of it? How do you hope you're going to change the world?
I don't know whether we're going to change the world, but definitely what we want people to come away with is a change in perspective, maybe on some things that they maybe thought about or thought they had a point of view on, that some people might change their views around that, particularly to see how they can bring that back into their own thinking. So it really is about changing. It's not, this is the first year of the event. Obviously, it's going to run for, we're going to have three in total, hopefully some more. So yeah, very much it's about taking that time to have those conversations that we normally don't get the time to have because we just get wrapped up in the vortex of everyday working lives.
And then they can take that back into their organisations, their lives, their networks.
Yeah,
and
yeah. That
way. If people want to find out more, they can go to exchangeni, that's with an X, not an E, .org.
Yeah.
And they can find out more and they can book and they can
decide
if they want to come.
It's all bookable online. Say there's lots of, we've got quite a few fringe events as well, and we've got a social programme as well. So there's an all-in price of £50 for all of that, which is very reasonable. If people do want to come, maybe just to one conversation, they can do that as well, and that's actually only £5. So it's definitely not going to break the bank. This isn't, it's really about us being able to manage the booking. I say it is in Enniskillen, but it is a great spot, and one of the reasons we chose it is it is a great spot for kind of creative thinking as well. So
it's good enough for the G8. It was good enough for you.
Yeah, it's good enough for the G8. We can do it. So
thank you very much, Karen.
Is that all right?